Hello, my friends. This is Nick Nav and this Let's Talk. I'm gonna talk to you about another book that AJ highly recommended for parents and teachers, but it's also an interesting book for everyone. I love this lesson and I'm gonna read more about that. I will certainly do as soon as possible. The name of the book is The Big Picture by Dennis Lehtke, and it's about education. First, I'm going to talk about traditional school, all the school that you and I went, then talk about Lehtke and his book. What happened in this traditional school? They mainly, firstly, teach students to learn how to take tests and get good grades. They don't prepare kids for real life. Students have to study lots of books and textbooks and take tests and finally are given them grades. In fact, they prepare kids for more school, elementary school, then middle school, high school, university, and finally graduate school. School after school. Then one day they leave school, they have to get a job, and that job they have to have relationship with other people, they have to communicate, they have to do search, they have to write report, they have to give presentation to their boss, to their customer, and say, here are the results, what have I done? So they have to learn by themselves. They have to all of this, and you see, they don't use tests, they don't use all of books and textbooks that they studied during school. And now, do you think at your job they take tests every day, every week? No. Do they take tests and boss give them a grade and say, oh, congratulations, you get 90% on the test, here are more money? Of course not. Nowadays, kids are smart, all the students but are bored, unfortunately, and teacher as well as. Because school, not because of the internet, not because of the TV, school don't prepare child for real life. All that they are doing, are they prepare kids for more school, just that, not more. At school, students that are passionate and have energy or ask a lot of questions, they get in trouble. But a student that is quiet and do what the teacher tells, they are well at school, not in real life. In real life, they are terrible. So you see how a school kill passion instead of increasing it. But Dennis Lehtke changed everything. For example, his school is very famous. And before he became a principal of a school, that school was having a lot of problem, and then he came in and changed everything. He changed the teachers. He hired energetic and passionate teachers. Not only that, he changed the whole system. He stopped focusing on tests. He stopped focusing on textbook. He focused on student as human beings. He wanted a student. He wanted of his student to grow as people, not study a lot of books and then take tests and finally give them a grade. No. He most of his school focus were project based. For example, each student, that means each student have to choose project based on their interest, and the project were individually, but the teacher help them. For example, if one student loved dinosaur, his project was about dinosaur, and all teachers, math teacher, English teacher, history, they helped to this kids to learn about dinosaur, not only about dinosaur. For example, math teacher learned to kids how to calculate the size of dinosaur bone. You see, a student learned about dinosaur, about his interest, and learn how to calculate, learn math. So kids would be more passionate. Not only that, another thing that Denis Litsky did, he involved the community. His school had mentors, advisors, helpers from the community, and parents, especially expert parents. For example, if students or all students love dinosaur, he brought expert from museum, from university, to give advanced stuff to students, so students become more passionate, and they were really excited, and they learned to love learning again. And finally, a student have to give presentation. What happened in real life? When you finish your project at your job, you have to present your result. You have to write report. So a student learn how to do that. But government, unfortunately, the government said that Denis Litsky, they must take tests. His student didn't prepare for tests. They didn't focus on tests, and they didn't study books about tests. But they became top United States. But another school that prepared for tests, they perform less well. Not only that, the kids were bored. The teachers had no energy. So you see how Denis Litsky changed the whole system, and kids love to learn more. He said in his book that after that the government said to Denis Litsky they had to take this, he create a private school. Private school not for rich people or for rich students. Private school for poor students, and named his school MET school, M-E-T. Every student, they don't accept everybody. They have to interview to get into the school. Every student has to interview, and they have to talk about why they want to join the school. And parents also have to interview. So you see, it's not about money, it's about passion. And Denis Litsky says students need to learn how to use and find knowledge, and what they learn, they could talk about that to your family, to their family, and classmates. Not study a lot of books and memorize them and take tests. No, that's bullshit. He says we need, especially government, And I hope that government look more deeply at what we defend as learning and try to change the whole system about education, because we have smart kids. We're not in the 19th century. Today, students need to be good at everything. Today, need to have creative adult for future. So I hope that will happen. I hope. At the end, have a good time.